Father, we know that that's like oil upon your feet, like wine for you to drink, like water from my heart, I pour my love on you. Father, our praises this morning have been like perfume, a sweet-smelling aroma we trust in your nostrils. And we're trusting, Lord, that today is an increase today in our response of love that you have offered to us, that our response from our heart is that we love you. We love you and praise you and worship you, Lord. What else can we do? What else can our response be? Lord, we just thank you for the outpouring of your love this morning. Thank you, Lord, for showing up, for being who you are. Thank you for being the great I am. Thank you for being the majesty of all majesties. Thank you, Lord, that you are indeed the resurrection and the life, that you are the great I am, that you are the one that we live for, that we sing to, that we breathe only by your utterance of love inside. And we thank you, Lord, that there's no problem too big, no valley too deep, nothing that's hidden from you, Lord, for you are the one who comes and touches us in those secret places, in all areas of our life, and we're so grateful. We thank you, oh God. We praise you, O God, for what you're doing on the earth, what you're doing overseas, what you're doing right here in our midst. Thank you, Lord, that you're opening our eyes to see more and more of your heart for the nations, your heart for people. Lord, you're lining things up for the grand entrance of Jesus, you coming back. And thank you, Lord, that we believe that. We believe that. We believe that and raise our voices and say, Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. Lord, we just are waiting for your quick return, your imminent return. And we thank you, Lord, that we have the privilege of partnering with you, of being set in places, Lord God, that we can see your kingdom truly come and your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord. 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 We're going to do something a little different this morning. I was driving over here and I had a vision of a group coming up here. It wasn't in my thinking, so I know it's the Lord's great. We are in the middle of mission training weekend, our second mission training weekend for a Mozambique team going off in July. And we've had just amazing impartation this weekend. And a few weeks ago, we had the first amazing outpouring as well. And I saw a picture of those who were leading sessions from this past weekend. And if there's anybody from the first weekend that wants to join them, you're free to do that as well. But the ones from this weekend, and I just mentioned it to a few, so the rest of you don't know about that. But I know that God's been just raising the bar and just increasing incredible healing, anointing increased and raised, incredible increase in our understanding and receiving of the word, incredible increase in prophetic release, just a real increase all the way around this weekend. And so these leaders will come down in just a minute and just say, God, what do we do? And then impart from their hearts what they've been given. And before we do dismiss the children, and Cynthia will have a direction for that, we do have, I understand, 8 pictures from Indonesia, 8 or 9. I texted WhatsApp, Pastor Bill this morning, and they're still in ministry and having a great time. And they were on their way soon after that to pick up Michelle, and she's arriving in Indonesia, and Lawrence is there, obviously, and they're just having a great time. There's my man. There's the love of my heart right there. And I don't know where he is, but he's doing something important. I'm not sure which church this is. I don't know these people. And this is, I know that he was there a couple days before Lawrence came. So I'm not sure if there's anything that's written up that you can add and help me out. No captions for the first 4. And he's, oh, you know what? This is on campus because Tanya's there. And he went to the university that she is attending and the group that she's formulating and spearheading. And he was singing and worshiping with them. And he met the leaders of a church that she's part of as well and is ministering there. This says, Pastor Bill leads the charge as he preaches with passion and fire, wherever that is. Oh, you know, is that, Troy, is that Mira's place? Mira Hariprana? Okay, not really sure. Pastor Victoria, receiving from Holy Spirit as Pastor Bill leads worship. This is Tanya's mom, you know that Tanya's father went home to be with the Lord, and the Lord raised her up to be in a pastoral position, which I'm real excited about. So Victoria has a little church that she's spearheading. And so isn't that wonderful that God's doing that? Praise God. There's Tanya, who will be with us in Mozambique. Pastor Bill and Tanya are accompanied by a violin as they lead worship at a house meeting. Praise God. Lawrence gives a life-changing prophetic word that releases, I can't read the rest, guys. What does it say? Andy, can you read it? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and repeat it here so it's in the mic. Thank you, hon. Lawrence gives a life-changing prophetic word that releases the glory and opens the heavens as people encounter the King. Can we click on that one again? That's awesome. And there was a word over Lawrence, I don't remember who gave it, that when he entered into Indonesia, there was going to be a shift in the country. I forget where that came from. That was Andy's word. Okay. So praise God for that. Here we have Wakayo and wife Dion with Pastor Bill and Lawrence open their home for a night of worship and ministry. I don't know these people either, so next time, hopefully I'll get to meet them. The team is graciously welcomed by the church in Surabaya as they enjoy great food and even better fellowship. And I don't know these people either. Pastor Bill is given a tour of a paper mill plant owned by one of the church members. That's awesome. Okay. Pastor Bill is given a tour of a paper mill owned by, okay. So there we go. New friends of ours, paper mill. Maybe there's prophetic significance there, right? Worshiping in that. That's awesome. He prays for God's blessing on a church member's electronics store. So micro enterprise and business, yes. Thank you, Lord. Shares about the power of joy, God's joy, with the church in Surabaya. Oh, he was telling me about this as we were texting. It was wild. It was very wild. It's an outpouring of great joy and healing as a result of that. Is that the last one? Okay. And they were ministering in two churches today and then picking Michelle up. So it's it's a dynamic time right now, and we're just very excited that this is going on, and we bless what they're doing. Amen? Isn't that cool? Yeah. So Cynthia's going to release the children, and if the team leaders can come up here. I wasn't able to be here this morning for what was what was offered, but Carly grabbed me in the bathroom and said, oh, this morning was so exciting. So love her enthusiasm. So it's really awesome, I'm sure. It's really been good. What, Troy? Final. Oh, yeah, you can. Yeah, real quick. Yeah, we do have a final word from Pastor Bill that Troy's going to summarize. I've not seen it yet, so.
Hello. It's good to be back from India. We had an amazing trip there. As you saw, Pastor Bill's already off to Indonesia and then on to Singapore, but we had a great time. But a couple updates I wanted to let you know from the last couple days. Pastor Bill was there by himself. He had a chance to preach in a church next to a snake charmer area, and then was able to preach to the snake charmers and the crowd there, and then was able to actually lead the snake charmer to the Lord, who did not know the Lord, so that was pretty cool. And then for those who were in India in 2011, they got a chance to go back to Pastor Prabhaka's church, and that's the pastor, the brother of the pastor that we have our children's home with. And so we were there. It was partially constructed at the time. Now it's been finished. God's provided. They had an amazing service, but he was just sharing. He gave a call for baptism in the Holy Spirit, and Pastor Prabhaka's wife, Sumati, actually came forward, and she said that she got baptized in the Spirit, but she said that Jesus came to her personally as a bright light and released her prayer language, which she's been asking for a long time. And so for those of you who know Sumati, it's just beautiful. Just had that vision of Jesus and just filled with the Spirit and stuff. So it was an amazing time. So, I mean, there's like another 20 minutes we could do, but it was really good. And also we were able to, from India, this is India, also from, we were able to purchase a guitar for our children's home there in India. They were very excited about it. Pastor Bill is doing guitar lessons, and the kids were excited, so they're going to be continuing to learn and grow up and work. They're already pretty naturally like gifted and love it, so it's they're very excited about the guitar. And yeah, just really check out the website. You'll see the updates from Indonesia, which is happening right now, and then also India, where we just were. And you'll see testimonies of deaf ears opening up, and just people being touched and healed and saved, Hindus coming to the Lord, and a lot of other really cool things that God did on that trip in India. So I will turn it back.
And Troy shared on Tuesday, and if you want to hear more detail, it was recorded, and you can hear the details of how the trip went, and it was really powerful. Not trying to stifle that. We just want to keep moving on. If there's something that's highlighted in your heart from India that you want to share that you think would just be something we can release over everyone, please do. Yeah.
Well, I mean, for me, it was an amazing trip, and you know, we know you can see the pictures and read the updates to hear about all the healings and the salvations and things, but one of the coolest things for me was we took a 3-hour SUV ride out into the bush, which they call the forest, and ended up at a village, and then there's a river there, and so then you get in this, you know, 15-foot boat with a guy in a lungi, a bolt of cloth around his waist, and a paddle for an oar, and an old diesel engine just going put, 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 put as you go up the river. And you arrive at this village 45 minutes or so later up the river, and there are teenagers playing volleyball right along the bluff above the river. Totally crazy. I got a chance to play with them and stuff, and then they actually came back to the church, and many of them accepted the Lord. And then just the neatness of God, it's so cool to be, who gets to be here? There's no cars here, there's nothing here, but you're here and you're present. And to see them moving in their lives and just the privilege and the opportunity I had to be there and that we have as a body to be seeing what God's doing in the nations and have that heart locally and globally. And so it was really a just kind of another just exciting time of God. I'm so excited about what you're doing and looking forward to seeing what you're going to do from here. And so, yeah, I just say continue to step into reaching out here. We have so many opportunities coming up. Jackson Celebration's coming up here in a few weeks, and other opportunities to reach out in the local community and see God just transform lives. So many divine appointments, divine connections where he wants to move through little old us to make big things happen. So it's exciting. It was a great trip.
Glad to have you back, Troy. we also want to give an opportunity for you to sow into what we're part of this summer. It's a big deal. The Lord's bringing the world here, and I mentioned this on Tuesday, but he's bringing the world here for the Gay Olympics. There'll be people from all over the world in Akron and Cleveland, and I'm sure filtering down here as well. So we've partnered with a number of churches and groups, and it's really fun to get to know new people and have new friends and more people with similar hearts. I love it. And so there is going to be a 24/7 week of worship and prayer, and we're going to be part of that, we believe, in August. And the Gay Olympics are the 9th through the 16th. And we love those who are experiencing a different lifestyle. We love them very much, and we want this to be an opportunity to reach out and draw people into Christ's love and into the kingdom. So that's our heart behind this. So we've been going to meetings for months and partnering with people, and we just want to help. We want to sow in and help this effort. And it's been this grassroots, really, really cool thing that God has just done through all kinds of supernatural connections. And it's been a very exciting time. And if you've ever struggled with same-sex attraction or anything like that, the Lord's not mad at any of us. He just wants us to experience the fullness of all the freedom that he paid a big price for, and there's a way for that. And so we want to reach out in love to help people walk in the fullness of their identity and their destiny. And we want this to be a place where people feel safe and loved and can find the trueness in Jesus Christ. Amen? And so we want to help out in that way. So when you sow into that, if you'd like to do that, just mark on the, I guess, on the envelope, GG9, GG for gay, GG, Gay Olympics, or gay games, thank you, games, GG9. It's the 9th one. They've been in Amsterdam, San Francisco, different places. And to all that we've connected with in the last 6 months or so, none of us had ever even heard of it. I just was out of the loop. And just God has just been just blasting northeastern Ohio. It's like a surprise. God says, yeah, come here. We have people who love me who can help increase people's journey, help them as their journey of faith hopefully will turn into a journey of Jesus. That would be good. So if you can do that, Donlin, do they need to mark it on the check or just make it out to Frontline and then put it on the envelope, right? Okay. So if you can do that, this is not in place of a tithe or anything like that. So this is above and beyond. And we already have monies that have been raised a little bit. Thank you, sweetie. Every week, they're so kind. Tuesday, we also did the same, but just wanted to give everybody an opportunity. So thank you for that. And you'll be hearing more about that in the upcoming days. So, well, this is kind of an interesting thought. Just had this picture right here as I was driving. I said, okay, God, I don't know what you're going to do, but I guess you are going to tell each one of them. So I was able to share with a few during worship what I had seen on the way over here. So I know God wants to do something. I know some of the wonderful ones have spoken at the first weekend and some at this weekend. And there are many of you who have helped in worship. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And all kinds of efforts here have been made to make this a success, to just say, Holy Spirit, what do you want to do to help us take another step in preparation? Every time we have a mission training week, and I feel as though it's a step up, you know, higher in the glory, connecting with the heart of God, and I felt that again for this one. And so we're just going to start out and just see how God wants to bridge, pull these two weekends together, and people can share and lead out, and I really don't know what's going to happen. And so it's not, okay, what I read or something like that. This is not about that. Here's what I watched. Here's what I read. I have a passion in my heart that God has shown me that God is doing something here and with the mission training weekend and missions overseas, as well as our local missions here. So before they do, I have one quick testimony. I went to a pastor's group that Pastor Bill and I are part of, and the leader of National Day of Prayer is a good friend of ours, and we were there on Thursday. I was able to pray there on Thursday for National Day of Prayer. And then Friday, we had our frontline worship team leading worship for 2 hours. Well, during the worship time, we also had our booth going, as you know, for First Friday. And Bethany, and I think Ken's was around there as well, but Bethany was praying specifically over this man who had a broken finger, and the finger couldn't move at all. And it was in some kind of removable cast, I guess. And anyway, she had an encounter, I don't know where she is, with the Lord, and the man was instantly healed, and his hand was going like this, and he was so excited. This was happening during worship. He went back to the worship place, and he told his leaders, he was from American Rescue Workers, and so he was saying, look what happened, oh my gosh. So she was showing me all that, and then at the same time, we looked out, and it was raining within eye distances. As close as that wall is right here, it was pouring down rain, and I could see it. And so the leader was looking at me during worship. And the leader was looking at me. She goes, do you see this? This is Debbie Lavalla. And I said, I see it. Oh, my goodness. I said, I've seen this in Africa, but I've never seen it here. Well, she was undone because it was visible. It's like, and it was just within feet, really, of us. So at this meeting that I went to on Thursday, this leader got up, and she shared that so powerfully. And she spoke. Build it over all these other leaders. And then I was asked to share after that a word at the end of the meeting about that. And I was able to impart what God gave me about that, not about who did what, but what God, I believe God is doing in the region. It was a regional word, it felt like. So cool. It was amazing. And people were just raising their arms and calling for revival and calling for heaven to come to earth. And they were responding to that testimony. Isn't it exciting? And God says, just step out and do what, you know, you can do and watch what I will do. Huh? Amen. So, Cynthia, I'm going to give you the mic. She knew it. I don't know what you're going to do, and I know you don't either, so this will be fun. So get ready, because it's been a dynamic weekend.
Or you can hand it to Andy.
That is true. I can hand it off. Awesome. Wow. Well, God is good. I guess I'll just start with one thing that started burning in my heart as worship was going this morning. As Pastor Mary Pat shared, it's been an awesome weekend of laying down oneself to be able to hear and be used to train and impart to those that the Lord loves dearly. And this morning, as the worship was going on, the song came, you know, Jesus is coming soon, Jesus is coming soon. And if I can be very honest with you, that phrase used to kind of drive me a little, woo, stop telling me Jesus is coming soon, what does soon mean? Anyhow, but this morning, just as I heard that phrase, it was like I was hearing it for the first time. Like I was hearing it freshly, that Jesus is coming soon. And Lord, what is my role in that? What is my position? How should I be standing? What is my position in my heart and who I am in the core of who you've created Cynthia to be? What does that mean? And I just felt the Lord drop in my heart. It means that you live every day as though I'm coming that day. That you live every day as though I am coming soon. I am coming now. I am coming now and I am coming now. So every day it's that seeking his face. It's encountering him so that I live the day to the fullest. So that my life is lived to the fullest to be that representation and that reflection of who he is. I said, thank you, Lord. I will forever see that phrase now with joy in my heart and not, you know, anything else. So I just believe that the Lord wants to encourage us this morning to live our day as though Jesus is coming now, as though Jesus is coming tomorrow. And what does that mean? That we don't have time for anything else other than to be in love with him, to be found in him, encountering him in the secret place. So that we can be strengthened in who we are. So that we can live a life full. Because it's all about glorifying him. It's all about him. It's all about who he is and who we are in him. And so I just wanted to encourage you with that this morning. I just want to release that over us. And if that speaks to your water, if that speaks to your heart, if that stirs you up, I encourage you to engage with that. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, that you are saying today is the day that I have made, that I am coming back soon, Lord. And I just thank you for that revelation that you released to me this morning, that today I live my life as though you are coming back literally tomorrow, that you're coming back today, Lord. So I thank you, Father, and whatever needs sorting and rearranging and shifted, Father, in my life, I say yes to that, Lord. I say yes to that, Lord, that I want to encounter you in the secret place. So when I live my life outwardly, Father, you are displayed. They see not Cynthia, but they see you, Lord. They see you, Lord, that you would be glorified in my heart and in my life. And I just thank you, Father, that you would be glorified in all of our lives, Lord, that you would be magnified. So I just thank you, Lord. I thank you for the stirring going on this morning, Lord, that we step into that place of intimacy with you, and all we can do is share and release what you are speaking. So I thank you, Lord, that these group of people up here, Father, are laid down lovers that you have called and anointed, Lord, for and appointed for this morning. So I thank you, Father, that every spiritual gift, every anointing, every authority and power that you have given them will be released. Lord, we just thank you, Father, that this is a group of people that receives your heart through us, Lord, who don't know what we're doing besides loving you, Father. So you just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy One. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Okay, I knew I would be next. So Troy and I shared at the last mission training weekend, and part of what the Lord was speaking and doing with this team is really wanting to help everyone step into a place of humility where everyone is able, like Cynthia said, living every day to the fullest. And something that really spoke strongly to me, and I believe to the rest of the team, is something that we heard during the course of that time was the idea of saying yes by yes, saying yes to the decision of what Jesus is putting in front of us right now, so that my heart's desire is to live every day, like Cynthia just said, to live every day like Jesus is coming, to live my whole life in a place of obedience and faithfulness to him. But if we look at it from that macro picture and we stand back, it can be very overwhelming. I'm supposed to get it all right for the rest of my life, and it's going to be awesome, right? So so when we simplify it to that place of, okay, Jesus, I want to say yes to you in the next decision. And then when the next one comes up after that, I'm going to say yes to you in that decision. And I'm going to say yes to you in that decision. It makes the process of letting go of ourselves much less scary. And it makes the reality of living for Jesus much easier, because we don't have to have it all right. We don't have to fix it all. We don't have to get it together today. We just say yes to the next thing that Jesus is putting in front of us, and yes to the next thing that he's putting in front of us. And that plays out not just for the mission team, but for all of us. And sometimes that looks really, it can look a little confusing or mixed up, because for me, I'm not currently on this team to Mozambique. I'm not going to be on the team to Mozambique. That's not to say I couldn't be going somewhere later. So I'm not currently on the mission team, but have really, so I'm not an attendee at Mission Training Weekend, but really just having that position with the Lord, like, okay, Lord, I want to see you break in to the lives of people around me. So on Friday, I had just a couple of people at my house for something specific, and there was a girl at my house that was brought by someone else that I know. None of us had ever met her before. Her name is Aubrey. Maybe someday you'll meet her and see her here. But over the course of the evening and talking about some things, she was sharing about some medical issues, and she had some condition with her leg and foot that had three medical names that meant nothing to me. And so basically, the doctors have told her they can't fix her. She is my age. She's had to move back home from out of state to live with her parents, and just a lot of things that just really broke my heart and made me go, wow, Lord, I don't think she knows you yet, but she has no other answer at this point, and she's willing to consider that. And so at the end of the evening, Michelle, who is in Indonesia, literally like ran through our house. She was not home. She came through the kitchen. She ran through to her room. She ran back to her car and came back in to get something else. And we happened to mention to Aubrey, well, Michelle's running like crazy because she's about to finish packing and catch a plane, and she's going to Indonesia. And Aubrey had been asking me questions about mission trips and things during the course of the evening. And so I just turned to Michelle and I said, well, Michelle, you're going back to Indonesia. Why don't you just share something that you've seen God do to heal someone in Indonesia? So of course, she jumped on something about someone in a wheelchair, or, you know, something that was very applicable to this girl. And so I just smiled and said, well, would it be okay if we just prayed for you right now? We've seen God do this. We've seen him do crazy things. And she was like, well, the doctors can't help me. So we didn't see an instant change. It's something that Michelle and I both believe, and Aubrey was open to prayer that God's going to do that. And that was something that was as simple as me saying, yes, God, I'm willing to ask this girl who has her little charm. She had her little charm doll that was supposed to protect her from something. I'm like, that's probably not really helping you out right now, but we'll leave that for a different conversation. But to just say yes, and for Michelle to stop in the middle of, I mean, literally running through my house, to say yes, yes, God, we care about this person who's standing in front of us. And it's that easy for all of us who are not going overseas as well. And so we can make it into this grand thing that they're going to go overseas, and someone in a village in the middle of Mozambique where there's no electricity but they all have cell phones is going to get healed and their blind eyes are going to open. And here we are in the United States, but it's the same God. Like, Jesus paid the same price for the people in Mozambique as he did for the people standing in my kitchen. Like, he paid the same price. So we have the opportunity, whether you're going overseas or not, to live that way every day, to say yes by yes, to live like Jesus is coming back, you know, and he's coming soon, and he wants our hearts, and he wants our lives, and he wants us to respond to the people around us, because that girl had an encounter with Jesus that looked different from anything she had had up to that point. And the mission team is going to have an encounter with Jesus that looks different this year than anything they've experienced in the past. So what are you going to do this summer? What are you going to do tomorrow? What are you going to do this afternoon that shows people Jesus and that causes you to encounter him in a different way? So how can we each say yes by yes every day? So that's... Darlene is smiling. Like she knew she was going to be next. Peter?
I will go. I am not afraid of the microphone. Well, this has been a really incredible time. My first time imparting to a training weekend. I have the privilege of going overseas, and now just an opportunity to really impart the heart of God. Something that Troy and I really dove into was just in the realm of healing. And healing is so the heart of God. And as a son, you just discover that. You really discover that because the Holy Spirit is so committed to us as individuals to really help us get that, to really help us really get the fact that the Father is for healing. And he's so committed to healing that he sent his son to show us how it's done and to show us that he just begun. He's just began what we're also going to do and do even greater. And it was just a tremendous privilege because, you know, one of the things that we're learning as sons and daughters of God is that missions is a lifestyle. And it's a beautiful laid down lifestyle. And when you get that in your heart, you really begin to beat with the heart of God. Because the heart of God is a heart of missions. You know, this house is so committed to missions. Like we sow the majority of what we do into people in the nations and the people locally. And one of the privileges of being a son in this house is that you get the heart of God. Like you just get the heart of God. Not only do you see it modeled to you, but you also then get opportunity to model it to others. And I'm not just talking about here in this house. I'm talking about in the workplace, in the marketplace, places where, you know, you're just going for a run or a skate or to the grocery store, to the gas station, you know, people that are totally unsuspecting, you know, and you show up as a son of God and their hearts are being changed. Their perspective, their perceptions are being changed. The way they see themselves are being changed because you show up as a son and a daughter of the Most High God, the one who loves people so passionately that he would send his son, his only son, so that he could show the world how much he loves them. And it's such a privilege to get that message on the inside. Because you know, when you get an opportunity to impart, one of the beautiful things that happens is that you get to go deeper in the love of God. And part of that is by laying aside your own life, laying aside your own dreams and desires, so that that message can get firmly rooted inside of you. And I'm telling you, that's a tremendous privilege. That's something, that's like a gem, that's like a treasure box that you get to carry through life. You know? Because when the Father says, hey, I know what I have planned for you. And I'm declaring it over you all the time. And I've given you the Holy Spirit of promise to live inside of you, to secure you in God. And through that, I know what I have planned for you. But I am so proud of you laying aside your life so that you can get the heart of God firmly rooted inside of you. And as part of that, our lifestyles as missions, we get to do everything. We get to love people, and we get to love, actually find time to do the things we love. God works it all out because the Holy Spirit is committed to us. And that's the heart of God imparting to us, that as we lay down our lives, as we let go, the Father works it all out because he's given us the Holy Spirit of promise. And the Holy Spirit knows how to do everything. And he knows how to do it really well. That's all.
Ha, 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 ha.
So since I taught with Peter and Dean, I'll jump in after him. You know, part of that is we were talking Romans 12, 1 and 2, and it starts in that place of sacrifice, being a living sacrifice before the Lord. But then it says after that point, it's to, you know, no longer be conformed to the pattern of the world, but to be transformed, to have our mind renewed, you know, transformed by the renewing of your mind. And what that looks like, what heaven looks like, and what it really can look like to think from a heavenly perspective. The Lord's Prayer says, you know, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So finding out what the Father's will is, what his heart is, and what he's saying and how he's thinking. And so one of the examples we looked at and briefly talked about was just that Jesus in the feeding of the 5,000. And he said, hey, it's, you know, they said, send them away. It's late. They need to go get food. And Jesus said, well, you know, you feed them. And so they said, we don't have money. We don't have enough money for all that. We don't have anything. And Jesus said, well, what do you have? And heaven thinks in terms of possibilities because all things are possible. I mean, it was a real temptation when Satan tempted Jesus and said, you know, you could turn these stones into bread. So he had plenty of stones out in the wilderness, I'm sure. He could have made plenty of bread that way if he wanted to. But there was the boy. He said, well, there's just a little boy. He's got a couple of fishes, a few loaves. And yet Jesus said, sure, bring it to me. And with that, he fed 5,000. And that heaven thinks differently than earth. And so earth thinks in terms of problems and situations and negative kind of thinking is where earth tends to revolve around, you know, because there's lack. Since the fall, there's lack. But in heaven, there was never lack. And when, you know, we're renewed and we're in Christ, there's no lack because he lives inside of us. So a total mind shift of when you come into situations and problems and things like that, when you get a heavenly mindset, all things are possible. All things are possible. All things are possible to him who believes. That there's that element of connecting in with what is heaven saying, and we can see, and we even talked about with Pastor Bill's has preached about the 700 names of, and titles of Jesus. And how there's a name and a title for every situation, every need that we have, whether it's we need him to provide, Jehovah Jireh, whether we need him to be our comforter, our shepherd, Jehovah Rohi, you know, so all those different things. And it kind of clicked fresh and new as we were talking about that, about, you know, when there's a situation or a problem, we can focus on the problem or we can focus on the one who has the possible solutions to every problem. And from his place, he's got a name, he's got an opportunity, he's got an answer for everything that we can really tune into Holy Spirit on that. So it was really good, very challenging. I've already repented to my wife once since this time of teaching. So because I was not thinking with a heavenly mindset on something, and so I was able to come to her and say, that was not thinking from heaven. I repent, honey. So if I could just encourage you, it's a good thing. Repent to your spouse or friends or family and repent to the Lord, really. Where we don't have, where our thinking doesn't line up with his, then we're out of sync with him. And in a good place, repent. Turn, go back to the penthouse. Return to that place of being in his presence. And then he'll really be able to open up. It says, seasons are refreshing. Times of refreshing will come out of repentance. I'm really done. I repented to my wife. It's a good thing. Grab the mic.
I have to confess something to you. When Troy shared this morning about the privilege of going on a 3-hour SUV ride to get on a boat, to go down a river, to share the gospel in some crazy village, I was jealous. I want that 3-hour car ride. I want that boat ride in 100-degree weather. I even want that. Lord, help me. Because there's treasure. There's something precious out there. And I know that Troy would say it was worth the whole time. It was worth the effort. It was worth the 100 degrees. It was worth the boat ride. It was worth it all for the one person that could come into the kingdom. And Troy got to partner with the heart of Jesus to go rescue the one sheep. He left the 99. He went out for the one. And it's an incredible thing that the Lord would choose to partner to release his kingdom through us. The Lord could have rescued that lost sheep in that Indian village through any individual in the whole earth. In India, there's already like 1.3 billion people. And the Lord picked somebody from the United States to go there to do it. He could have just selected some Indian and sovereignly moved them. But he didn't. He chose Troy and Pastor Bill in this unique time and scenario and situation so that we could share it with you. So it can create and open up an opportunity. And one of the things that the Lord is continually just amazing me with is the power of his word. One of my favorite verses in this season is Isaiah 55:11, where it talks about when the Lord's word goes forth out of his mouth, it does not return to him void, but it accomplishes that thing which he sent it to do. And the power of the Lord's word is that it literally creates atmospheres. It creates things that you here have access to. So everything that's been shared this morning through the word is not just, okay, that's awesome information, but it's literally creating a spiritual atmosphere that you can tap in and receive what's being released inside to your heart, and you can receive it without even having to do anything. You don't have to be smart. Children can get it. We're children. And so if the Lord is using us to create atmospheres, then how powerful is his word? The scripture talks about he's looking over his word to perform it. I love that. That means he's not up there in heaven just sitting back. He's like, I'm putting my word in people's mouths. Because then I'm creating atmospheres for people to tap into things. So this morning, really quickly, since I have this, I want to activate something on the inside of you that the Lord did already this weekend. Rick Rogers had a dream a while ago. In his bed, of course, because he was sleeping. And in his dream, he was praying for deliverance for people. He was delivering people in his dream. He probably was literally delivering people in his dream, not just a dream of him doing that. And the Lord reminded me of that this weekend, and the Lord highlighted that in the Rogers family line, back in the day, at some point, there was somebody in that family line that had a generational mandate from the Lord to function in a certain way, to release a certain aspect of the kingdom in the earth, and one of those aspects of that kingdom was deliverance. And because that person way back, I don't even know where in the Rogers clan had that, but then they passed on. But that generational blessing has been passed down, passed down, passed down, passed down, passed down. And the Lord spoke to me and he said, Andy, the Lord is looking at that and he's saying, will somebody pick that mantle up from that generational line? And the Lord showed me that Rick and Kim have picked that up. They've picked that up and they're going to see it released in their lives. And so this morning, if you're here, stand up. Because there's generational blessings in your family line that we're going to call in that, see, but the Lord is saying to you, are you going to pick it up? Are you going to pick it up? Are you going to pick it up? Because there's a price to pick that up. But when you pick that up, it's going to shift generations past you. And you actually get to use the generational blessing that your family line was intended from the beginning that God had for them. For you to release his kingdom in the earth, Jesus is coming back, and he wants to use your family to prepare the world for him to come. Yes. And it's not dependent upon your ability to do it. It's dependent on his spirit in you. His spirit in you, because the spiritual gifts, they come through the spirit. I can prophesy not because I'm so awesome at prophesying. It's because the Spirit of God lives in me and he prophesies. He said that the words that he speaks, they're spirit and they're life. So they're life. They're spirit. Andy Summers in and of himself has nothing. I am nothing. I can do nothing. Jesus said, I can't do anything apart from the Father. He couldn't. So you have something of the treasure of heaven on the inside of you that the Lord wants to use you to release in the earth, and he's positioned generational family blessings for you to pick up. And all you have to do is lay down yourself to pick up what he has for you. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in your mighty name, Lord, I prophesy and speak, Lord, over these individuals here that, Father, every mantle, Lord, every generational blessing, Lord, that you've intended by each life represented here, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that they will rise up and they will pick that up and they will claim it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father, we release the atmosphere, Lord, of your presence, Lord, to come and reawaken and restore, Father, those generational blessings, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Holy. And some of you might think, I don't know what the generational blessing in my family line is. If there's a generational curse in your family of, I don't know, all kinds of people have depression and it just passes down, I would venture to say that your generational blessing is joy. If it's some unknown like fibromyalgia, I can't even describe what kind of disease or sickness or weakness is it, then that's yours, it's healing. If it's mental problems, then it's extreme wisdom from God in the earth. It, whatever you would see as the negative that would be the problem in your family line, that's probably the blessing, the opposite side of it. So you can literally take that. I love this. To the bank of heaven. Because it's already been paid for. It's already available. So you just got to tap in and make a demand on what's already been released. Because it's already on the inside of you. And it's not dependent on how smart you are. It's not. Receive it in the name of Jesus.
I mean, may as well ride that wave, right? What I love and love about what Andy shared was the first thing he said, you know, is that he wanted to be on that boat just like Troy was. And I was just thinking, along with whatever, it all flows together. Hopefully. No. Was that the Lord doesn't disqualify any of us. You know, whoever wants to be a part of that end time army to see his return come in, anyone can be a part of it. You know, like back in the day, there was a draft to get the army, and then, you know, now there's just volunteers, there's no more draft. The Lord is calling us and longing for us to join his army, but he's looking for the ones who are desirous to be a part of it. He's not looking for people who just are unwilling. He's looking for people who are burning and desiring to be a part of the generation that sees him return. And he's equipping us to see him come and to return. And, you know, in the natural, in an army, there could be any number of things that disqualify someone from becoming, you know, you're too old, you're too small, you know what I mean? You have this disability or anything like that. But the Lord is saying, there's nothing that can disqualify you from being a part of my army. And like Andy was saying, if there's any generational curse or thing like that, the Lord is so able to break off any of those things, anything that would hinder you, anything that you think would disqualify you from becoming a part of his army, a part of his bride to see him return. Just let that go today, because he's saying, I'm calling you. I want you to be a part of the people that usher in my return. And one of the things that we talked about this weekend is that God is building things in us, and that that God doesn't cut corners. He doesn't ever, because he sees the value of the finished product. He sees the value, you know, if in a natural house, if you cut corners, eventually that's going to show. you'll see, the defect will become evident in years on. And God's not wanting that in us. So whatever process he has us in, he's not going to cut corners, but he will bring about what you need in your life through an accelerated process, because we're in a season of acceleration and we're in a season of seeing him return soon, like Cynthia said. So we don't have time to sit around and to wait 9 years to see this come to pass. We're in a season of acceleration. So it's just an exciting time for us to step into what God has for us. And so if you've been on the back burner before, just step in, like Deanne said, and say yes, because it's time and it's, he's moving.
I love what everybody's saying. So glad that Jesus lives inside of us and we all can celebrate and partake in who we are. We are family. We are our identity, and who we are is found in the very core and the very nature of Jesus, because he paid it all. He did everything for us so that we can rise in the spirit of Christ and that we can be who he's called us to be. And one of the things that we had shared in our session, Michelle and I ended up teaching, we were teaching about flexibility and being open to whatever the Lord would ask. And so we had the team actually say, you have 5 minutes to write a drama. This is going to, you know, affect, because you, we wanted to present the gospel to to those in an African village. So you have 5 minutes to put it together. You have 5 minutes to write it. You have 5 minutes to, like, put it all together. So they were, like, freaking out. And they're like, oh, my gosh, we have, like, this much time. And I'm like, it's important because people's lives are at stake, you know, their souls. And so they had no idea that it was just a test, because we told them that we were going to do it at church in the morning on Sunday. So they put it all together, and like halfway through, we're like, okay, you know, cut. And we're like, this is just a test to see how open and willing your guys' hearts were. And just, you know, are you willing to say yes to anything when it's uncomfortable, when it's unfamiliar, when it's not easy, when I can't see beyond myself this picture of, like, how is this all going to flow? How is this all going to work? And trust God that he's going to work out all the details, and he's going to take care of all the, like, dotting of the I's, crossing the T's, because of our identity is found in Christ, because you can trust Jesus that's inside of you, that he's going to work it all out, and he's going to touch the people. They're going to get saved, they're going to get healed, and they're going to get delivered. And so just having that open heart, like everybody has been saying this morning, to yes to Jesus. Yes, Jesus, who are you? My identity is found in you. My identity and my power, my authority, who I am in Christ, of being bold, being confident, of being that son, being that daughter, and knowing that it's not just about who I am, but who he is. Because he is love, and everything he does out of is always out of love for us. And he wants us to bring that place of freedom. And one of the things that God has been speaking on my heart lately is in regards to Paul. When God chose Paul to be able to release the Gospels a lot in the New Testament, but yet Paul was sent as he persecuted Christians. And I see that as, wow, God, you really saw inside of Paul's heart what man didn't see. And you called out of Paul what was inside of him to bring nations and to bring the word of God in ways that are alive and living and breathing inside of us today. And so the challenge that I see is, like, Lord, help me to see individuals. Help me to call out the destiny in people's lives and individuals to rise how you see them. So, this is... time out, tape. Thank you. Can I have everybody stand? And I'm just getting the example, just as Paul, he had such a passion to release the law of Jesus, and he persecuted, you know, Christians because he had such a passion for that. So there's something that's inside of your heart that the Lord, I believe, is going to be highlighting about your personality, about your character, about something that you may be very passionate about, but you're not, you don't see the big picture yet of, like Paul, he didn't see the big picture that he had a passion for the Lord and his love. But then when he encountered Jesus, there was a whole transformation. There was a turnaround that had happened because he encountered grace. He encountered mercy. He encountered love. And so there, each one inside of you, God has put a specific calling, a specific gift that you may not understand why my personality may be a little bit stronger this way or this way. But I believe that God wants to release his destiny inside of you. So we're just going to, if you can, just open, raise your hands in the air. And Lord, I just thank you. I thank you, Lord, just as Paul, Lord, just had that transformation of just knowing that he had a passion for the law. He had a passion for you, Jesus, but you called out the very destiny that was inside of him. You called out the very nature of you, Jesus, and you released grace. You released love. You released mercy. You released passion inside of him to totally abandon everything that he knew in his mind and receive in his spirit to be relearned in his mind and his heart. And so, Father, I just thank you, Lord, that each person that you have set in their personality and who they are in you, Jesus, I just ask for a shift. I command a shift, Lord, inside of each person's heart, Lord, individually in their heart and their mind, Father, that they would rise in the identity, they would rise in the gifting that you have called them to. And I just thank you, Lord, I release the destiny, I call the destiny, I call the nature of Christ out, I call the character of Christ out, that you are a new creation in Christ, that the old has gone, and that the new has come. So I release the freedom, I release the authority, I release the breakthrough of your lives in individually, that now from this point on, there is a line that has been drawn in the sand by the blood of Jesus, that you are no longer who you see yourself as you are, but you are a son. You are. Upon you, because I love you, I've chosen you, and I've called you before the foundations of the world. You have a hope, you have a future. Oh, so I just release the blessing of Christ Jesus over you. Amen.
You can sit down now. So Andy and I got to teach last night, and I felt like we got the fun session because we were teaching about ministering in the supernatural, ministering salvation and healing and deliverance and all of that and how that looks. But it just felt like the Lord wanted to increase us all and just encourage us all that there is increase, you know. And I shared some of my own testimony of where, you know, where I've started, where I've been, where I want to go, and that there is an increase that he has for us, and how do we get there. And it just felt like the pleasure of God last night, that he's for us, he loves us, he wants to increase us. You know, it's his desire that we're the ones that are able to go out and carry him into the world. And so he's all about, you know, yes, go, you know, if you have that desire to increase it, he's carrying us, you know, he's taking us, he's going to do it. And so we just bless the increase that he's doing today and in each one of our hearts, and just be encouraged because he's good and he loves you, and there's more. Even, you know, no matter where you are in prophetic ministry in understanding the glory and, you know, connecting with him and being able to see that poured out, there's an increase for you. And so just step up into that, just say yes, Lord, you know, and he's going to increase you.
Just as the group has been sharing, and specifically when Andy was talking about generational curses and blessings and such, I believe that the Lord really wants me to share a personal testimony in those realms as a form of encouragement, as a charge to you, to stir you up in every good thing. There was a point in my life where I had to make a decision whether I was going to come into agreement with a generational curse in my family, or if I was going to be, as Darlene said it, and I'm going to repeat it, willing to say no to that. And in my family, that was alcoholism. It was evident in my immediate family, evident in my extended family, and my extended families from there. And there was a point in my life, I had no idea of generational anything or none of that. I had no mental knowledge in my mind. You know, nobody told me, nobody came to me. Pastor Mary Pat wasn't there to tell me, you need to do this. I didn't even know Pastor Mary Pat then in Spirit we did. But nobody came to me and said, you know, this is what you need to do. This, something inside of me just said, you see what is going on in your family, and you have a decision to make. Will you come into agreement with that generational curse, or will you be willing to deny yourself the pleasure and the comfort, the whatever that offers to you? And I had to come to a point where I drew the line, and I said, no, that is not an option for me, because I heard the whisper of the Lord saying, that's not who you are. And I want to use you to break chains. I want to use you to turn around and bring in the blessing and break off the curse. And so when I stepped into that place that hasn't been an option, it will not be an option with the Lord in my life. And it was something so real and so clear. And it wasn't, you know, and I'm not saying, you know, don't drink wine, don't drink beer, don't drink Tuesday, don't drink on Wednesday, it's only social. I don't know, and I don't care about that. I'm ashamed in my heart that the Lord said, took me to a place of realization that this is so true and so real, and that it has to come from a willingness inside to deny yourself that right, that pleasure, that comfort, to say, no, I'm not engaging any longer in anything impure and unholy that will take me away from what the Lord has called me to. And I could say the same for criticism in my family line, or negative thinking, or whatever it is. There's just been moments where the Lord has said, okay, it's time, sweetheart. Are you going to keep engaging with the curses in your family line, or are you going to start stepping into the blessings and the calling and the anointing and the authority and the power that I have for you? And it's been, Daddy, I'm coming after you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. So I just want to encourage you, and I want to pray for you this morning, that if you are here, and you, I know Andy's released that already, but I believe that the Lord wants to do it even a more specific, a very specific, a more direct, and I don't believe that this is coming out just to come out to share a good stuff with you. I believe that the Lord has set this up because He is saying, it's that whisper. I know I'm not whispering. I know that we were, you know, some louder than others. Oh, but it's a whisper in the Spirit saying, I'm coming soon. Say yes. Say yes to me. And all these things will be added unto you, and the impossible will be possible in your life, because I am coming soon. And one of them said it, and I'll repeat it, that the Lord wants to use our families to impact and transform. But it has to start somewhere. It began somewhere. Somebody stepped into alcoholism in my life. And with Jesus, with the power and the authority that Jesus has given me as a daughter, I take it back. I draw the line and I say, no for me, no for my babies and my babies and my babies' babies. Holy, holy, holy. No to the strategies of the enemy. No. No. Not an option. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, that if there's anyone in here, Lord God, that wants to agree with that, that they would rise to their feet and they would begin to declare in the core of who they are, no more, not an option for me, not an option in my life, Lord, because we want to be those groundbreakers, those chain breakers, Lord, in our families. I just thank you, Father, because it's for your sake that you may be glorified, Lord, that we break those chains off now in Jesus' name, that we break them off, that we break them off. We just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy One. And actually, I'm going to go here. If that's you, I'm going to have the team just start praying for you, or you can go to them. I just feel it, that the Lord just wants to impart the laying on of hands, just a deeper place of freedom in those realms. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, and we keep saying, come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. We just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy One, that your fiery presence is here, Lord, that your fiery presence is here to deliver and to set free, Lord, that you have created an atmosphere. You have opened up the heavens, Father God, for this moment and this hour, Lord. And I just thank you, Holy One, that your word has gone forth and it is accomplishing what you have said, Lord God. So I just thank you, Holy One. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
This is not just about alcoholism. Cynthia was using that as an example. This is about anything that's not found in the heavenly realm. Anything. So that could be negativity. It could be diseases. It could be sickness. It could be any kind of infirmity. It could be addictions. It could be negativity. It could be religious thinking. It could be anything at all that's not found in Jesus' throne room. So that's what's going on here, is that there's an exchange right now. So if that's you and you want to be on your feet to declare that only the blessings from heaven will touch me and my family, that's what's going on here. So if you want to rise and receive that, just be on your feet. Holy Spirit, keep coming, that we receive only blessing. We receive only blessing. And if curses have tried to come near me or my family in any way, I'm saying no to that, and I'm removing myself out of the line of fire. And I'm saying yes, and I'm stepping in moment by moment, saying yes to Jesus right now. Just say yes to Jesus right now. Maybe you think you can't do it yourself. By the power of the Spirit, he says yes. Hold on. Here we go into the blessing zone. Here we go, walking into the place that I've designed for you. Here we go. I'm walking you into the destiny that you have, a destiny of freedom, a destiny of hope. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Just give him your whole self and say, I receive only blessing, and I move away from anything that's contrary to that in my family line, and I take authority over it, and I break it off of me and my offspring, my family, and generations to come. I thank you, Lord, for the blessing to the 1,000th generation to fall on everybody in this place. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Maybe it's infertility. Maybe it's fear of some kind. You just keep having recurring fears. It can be negative. It can even be anger. Whatever it would be that's not Jesus, the Lord says that he will come right now. He's here, and he's saying, I'm giving you the great exchange. It's my life for yours. What can we do with that? Receive his life on the inside right now in those areas where there has been any kind of stronghold. The Lord is reversing it, and he's releasing blessing over you now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. 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 Some of us have, we analyze everything and our brains get in the way. And the Lord says, I've called you to be an easy receiver. But in your family line, there's not been that way. And you see it. It's your, with your family. It's like, Lord, no. I thank you for my good mind. I thank you for the brilliant thinking that you've given me. But I choose to be moved by your Spirit. I choose to be releasing myself into the flow of the Holy Spirit right now. And I call that out. For my marriage, for my family, for my future marriage, for my future family, for all the generations. Thank you, Lord. I call that out for myself, and I receive the blessing from heaven. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you for the spirit of revelation to fall on people now. I thank you, Lord, if you've been afraid to step in, thinking you won't do it right, you won't do it good and well enough, that you've been disappointed or you just feel distant and far. Maybe you don't even know what it is. You can still step in and say, Lord, if that involves any kind of negativity or any kind of curse in my family line, I might not even know, but I don't want it. I break it off of me and I step now into the fullness of blessing. This is all about receiving that blessing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We are all called to be prophetic people, and the Lord says that it's his voice that you're hearing, and the Lord wants to release that. The spirit of prophecy in this place. Thank you, Holy Spirit. This is a prophetic morning. This is a new day with a shift that's going on for every person who's here. So thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yesterday, our youngest missionary going to Africa last night gave me a prophetic word on the spot. And she gave me a word that was completely from heaven, completely right on, completely timely. She doesn't even know that. And she was chosen in this little roundabout that we had to give the person on her left a prophetic word. Guess who was there? Her pastor. 14 years old. Chica. I'm telling you, God is moving, and he's saying, step away from the fear that keeps you from doing what God's called you to do. Step away. The Lord says, I have not given you a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. So I thank you. Release that over yourself. I take that, and I move away from all fear. Thank you. And if you are not baptized in the Spirit, and you are not praying in a prayer language and you want to, God says, start reading the scriptures, come up for prayer. The Lord is going to release the fullness of the Spirit in this hour. He says, I am pouring out my Spirit on all flesh that my sons and daughters will prophesy. My old men will dream dreams and see visions. And I thank you, Lord, that he's doing that now. He's resurrecting that which we may have stepped into when we were doing whatever a long time ago, and the Lord says, I'm going to release you into that now. So if that's you and you want to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, you don't even maybe know the fullness of that, come on up here. And God's going to do that as well for you today. This is a full meal today, isn't it? Thank you, Holy Spirit. And if you don't know what that is, you're not sure, start reading Acts 1, Acts 2, the book of Acts, Acts 8, 9, 10, and 19. 5 chapters. Read it and say, teach me, O God, in the scriptures, teach me. Teach me, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. 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 Thank you for moving, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for putting this day together, Holy Spirit. Thank you for doing what you know to do. This was not our plan. This was your plan. Thank you, Lord, that we can receive the blessing from heaven today because you've showed up. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Troy, if you can come up here and lead this young man, it would be good. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Must be. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for breakthrough today. Be blessed. Be blessed. Enjoy the rest of your life. Start with today. Wow. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God bless you. We love you. Have a great day. See you Tuesday if you can make it for more. Stay and keep receiving if you'd like. In Jesus' name. Amen. It's those who are back, if someone wants to release the children, because these people are busy ministering. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thanks, Becca. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.